Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Now.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Ooh, doggy. Who says that?
Don't know.
Mini Pearl. Ooh, doggy. Yeah. Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, around the room. What's up, Eddie? You're first. We're moving. We're shaking. Eddie, go.
Guys, I think I burned the top of my mouth, like the roof of my mouth, with mouthwash. So my wife brought home some mouthwash, and I was like, okay, let me give it a shot. And, like, I'm burned. It hurts, like, the top, the roof of my mouth.
I wonder if you're allergic to something in it, because my wife has some weird allergy stuff with food that she's never been allergic to, that now it's all of a sudden she's, like, allergic to it. Like,
weird.
Allergies as an adult coming. And she says it feels like her mouth's burning, too, with certain things.
Yeah. See, so when I was younger, I would get big red bubble gum, and the, like, cinnamon bubble gum, and it would just, my skin in my mouth would start peeling. So I knew I couldn't eat that
stuff.
Do
you think you're allergic, or do you think the mouthwash isn't actually mouthwash and you've somehow gargled with gasoline?
Acid.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hydrogen peroxide.
I think it's just the mouthwash. Something like an ingredient in there that's like messing with my mouth.
All mouthwashes?
Just this one. I've used other mouthwash. Mm. But this one, and it hurts so bad. It's been like this for 2 days.
How long did you keep it in?
2 minutes.
That's
longer than I pee.
That's too long. That's the problem.
You're only supposed to do 30 seconds,
yeah.
Man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I put it in my mouth, and then I went to the bathroom.
Well, that makes sense.
And then, like,
problem solved.
Did a couple other things, and then I spit it out.
No.
But still, then it shouldn't burn your mouth like that,
that's
honestly.
That's what I'm saying.
You shouldn't keep it in for 2 minutes.
Okay.
But you, do it for, like, 45 seconds and get back to us.
Okay.
All right, Lunchbox, you're up.
Oh, my goodness. USA Today crosswords. What is your problem? Who do you think you are? All of a sudden, you're going to start charging me for crosswords. Like, it was free, and all of a sudden I go back, and now they want money for me to do their crosswords.
Daily or, like, a monthly subscription?
It's like a monthly subscription.
So subscribe to the paper.
And I can do the crosswords. But forever, it's been free. Mm-hmm. And now, all of a sudden, they're like, oh, you're out of free ones. Would you like to pay for this service?
Oh, you only get so many free ones.
I guess so. And I'm out of free ones. So, USA Today.
Start a new account with email, with a different email.
No, I don't even use an account. I just go to their website.
But they must have given them, like, 200 free ones, because he's been doing crossword puzzles forever.
For every artist, yes. Apparently, in this show's history.
And yes. So now they want money for it. I'm like, where do you get off asking me for money?
Well, they're creating something, and you are entertained by it.
Yeah.
So it's not where they get off. They actually are providing a service
it's
that
a
you enjoy.
Yeah, and the way you operate, just write it off.
Yeah, but
how much do they want?
Oh, I got to look. It's like...
It didn't matter. You were going to say no anyway?
Yeah. And then I looked at the New York Times... And they got one, but it's $40 a year.
Yeah, you won't be able to handle that crossword puzzle, buddy. You should stick with Clifford the Big Red Dogs over there.
Oh.
You know? But it's an easy one.
Okay.
I saw it earlier. It's like 3 down. The opposite of dry.
Wet.
Well.
3 letters.
Let me go backward.
There's a T. There's an E in it.
I don't know what to tell you.
Very frustrating.
Maybe for Christmas, someone will get you
a
subscription for a year.
Oh, good idea.
A subscription. A book?
Yeah, one of those books. Yes.
All right, Amy, you're up.
Well, dreams do come true. I came across an email that I sent to you, Bobby, in 2017. I was searching for something else in my Gmail, and I just happened to come across this, and it's me telling you about my pipe dream to be in a Hallmark Christmas movie. 2017.
How did that come up in an email?
Well, I think it was Christmas time. It must have been Christmas season of 2017. So, you know, we were show prep. I was sending an email to you about it. Like, hey, I have a new goal.
Oh, it's a goal. Got it.
And I said, it's likely a pipe dream, but these movies are amazing and I need to be in one.
Wow.
And then I said, all I need is a cameo, like maybe even to be an extra, but it's definitely a goal. And then I said to you, I was like, it's a little dream for me, but it's totally possible for you.
And look at me, I didn't even get in one.
No, Amy
wow.
did.
But
Amy
I did.
Look at her, look at her.
Amy.
Hey, so what's happening though since then? Because I know you wanted to start acting.
Yeah, well, I'm still doing acting lessons.
Have you auditioned for anything?
Not yet, but it's still the first quarter of the year. We're good, I feel.
Oh, second
okay.
quarter of the year when it really comes down?
That's when the door's open.
Okay. Yeah. So still working on it and trying to just build my confidence.
All right.
Yeah, what about you?
Not audition for crap. All right, thank you for asking. All right.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, Stanley is recovering from a torn ACL again. That makes his hospital visits easily more than 10. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. So doing this show today, obviously, as we normally do, I appreciate you listening. But after the show today, I'll be filling in for Rich Eisen, who growing up was one of my favorite sports center anchors. He has a sports TV show and a sports radio show. So I'm doing that from 9 to noon Pacific. Right?
9 to noon.
We're now talking in hour 1, 2, and 3 because I got too many time zones of too many shows.
That's later for us.
But not, yes, it's 11 Central after we get off this show.
Dreams do come true.
Why?
For you.
Did you write that a long time ago?
Uh-uh. I just said yes.
Hey.
I would love to. That's
still,
what I said.
Still cool.
So, but here's what we're doing. So I'm doing that today, and I hope you listen. I'm doing 2 days. But they said, hey, who do you want to interview on the show? And so Mike D and I are both out here doing this. And so we just got really selfish with our list. Do you want to hear who we submitted to interview? Magic Johnson, Jimmy Kimmel, John Mayer,
okay,
Michael
guys.
B. Jordan. What?
Guys, that's like AAA listers.
But that's what.
But they said, who do you want to interview?
Magic right. Johnson.
Pedro Pascal from Last of Us and Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Shannon from George and Tammy. And Craig Kilborn, who was another one of my favorite SportsCenter guys, who did The Daily Show, who did it late night on CBS. And Craig Kilborn's on today. He's coming in studio.
That's awesome.
Never met him before.
Face-to-face?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you've done Zoom with him, right?
And I did his podcast. And I was like, yeah, you want to talk to me? That's cool. But we went hard. Kilborn, Magic Johnson, Jimmy Kimmel, John Mayer, Pedro Pascal, Michael B. Jordan, Michael Shannon.
I mean, okay. Guys.
No idea if we're going to
get... Michael Jordan.
Oh, and they were like, what football team? And so Mike is a big Dallas Cowboys fan, so we have Darren Woodson coming on, too.
What?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So we've gone totally selfish.
Dang, guys.
Yeah.
Just go for Tom Hanks next.
Well, we don't really care that much about Tom Hanks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's you.
Yeah, that's you, buddy.
All right.
If you were coming with us, you were here. You could do it, you know? It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I just broke up with my boyfriend of 4 years. It's been rough to say the least, but what I've been having trouble with now is I find it hard to listen to your show. We bonded over the show when we first met. We've seen you several times in concert and have listened to countless hours of the podcast together on road trips. As I get through this breakup, I find it hard to listen to your show because it reminds me of him. I hear segments and immediately want to text him because we used to do that and I can't anymore like I used to. I wanted to see if you had any advice on how to get through a breakup. Should I take a break from listening to your show? Signed, Brokenhearted B-Teamer. The answer is no. Actually, it's been proven with doctors that this show makes him a worse person.
Mm-hmm. Lots of research.
The more you listen, the worse he gets and easier it is to go get over it. Because he's actually terrible. He's terrible. Terrible
yes,
dude.
Yes.
If he's listening, by the way, hey, bro, keep listening because she sucked. You know?
Yeah.
You guys weren't made for each other. I understand not being totally invested in something if you guys did it together. And the best thing for a breakup, just general advice, is time. That's it. Time and limiting your crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say take a break for a little bit.
No, not from
the
show.
No, not
I don't
from
say
this.
That. No.
Are you kidding me?
No, listen to more. It's exposure therapy. Go
it
back.
It works both ways.
Absolutely. It's hair of the dog is what I say. This is hair of the dog right now. Mm-hmm. And so to get over a breakup, it's just time and not... Here's the Journal of Medicine. I found it.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. 3-9-69. Listen to your favorite radio show or podcast daily to get over a breakup.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So I didn't just say it. The Journal of Medicine says it too. And I'm a doctor, so I get it for free. I don't even have to subscribe.
Wow, really?
That's cool, man.
Yeah, all doctors get it free. Listen, here's the thing that's going to help you. It's not listen to the show or not listen to the show. It's just time. And again, limiting your crazy, meaning don't send off a message at 11 p.m. because you're sad. Be like, I just want to know if we want. No. No. Limit your crazy. When you feel crazy, just get off everything. And it'll pass. And then you're like, well, I'm glad I didn't do that because that would have been crazy. Those two things, you will get over the relationship. Three things. One, time. Two, limit your crazy. Three, more Bobby Bones Show.
And that's all in the medical journal?
Wow. 3-69.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's now time for the Employee of the Month Award, where if you win, you spin the wheel for cash.
Come on!
So, Eddie won last month, reigning Employee of the Month.
Pretty cool.
Good job, buddy. Yes.
Thank you.
And we got big news. Lunchbox is back in after being
gone for 3 months.
Suspended for 3 months. He's back in the race for Employee of the Month. So when I come to you, just say why you think you should be Employee of the Month, and I'll tell you if you're in or out. You know what? Let's go to you first, Lunchbox. Employee of the Month. Why do you think you should be Employee of the Month this month?
I dominated this month. Without me, there would be no show this month. I took my wife out to dinner to celebrate this award last week before the $1 million show. At a client dinner, got a free meal. It was so romantic. I taught you how to Valentine's like a boss. I taught you guys about the stock market. We invested money. We're making money on the stock market. And I said, hey, can we take a picture with a celeb at school functions? Everything the most talked about segments on the show this month have been me.
That's it.
When I win,
Lunchbox, you are still in.
I will block someone.
He's calling a shot right now.
I like it.
If you win, your prize is going to be eliminating someone?
Blocked for 3 months. Get ready.
Who will it be? Not saying.
I'll just say they sit next to me.
Okay.
Amy?
Okay.
Never know.
You're still in it. Eddie.
Come on.
Reigning champ. Why should you be Employee of the Month?
This is easy. The month of February has been one of the biggest months of my career. I started the month caddying for my best friend Bobby Bones at Pebble Beach. Though we didn't play, we had lots of stories to bring back for the show. And Bobby and I also played the $1 million show where our listeners raised a lot of money for St. Jude. It was awesome. Also, if you've been to the Bobby Bones Show Instagram and TikTok page, I suggest you do it right now because I'm making some videos. They're really good. The videos are awesome.
Well, I felt a little pandering there, like to me, best friend and St. Jude.
Well,
there was some definitely. You did all that.
Yeah, none of it was
definitely
made up.
Some pandering.
Nah.
To it. So I'm gonna. It's not you, Eddie. You're not gonna repeat as champion.
Oh my god.
We've been
eliminated.
That.
Yeah. But hey, heck of a month.
Thank you, dude. It's awesome.
Amy.
Okay. You tell me when.
Go.
Oh, okay. Vulnerable stories like crying over sour cream, seeing an energy healer, and my crazy reaction when Stashira pierced her ears. I had tips like how long to pee, pets are a tax write-off, and Kool-Aid in toilets. Fun questions like which pill would you take? And I called Lunchbox out for his shadiness. I saw you say to click the button.
Well, yeah.
I mean, don't know what you were saying.
You mumbled at some point that it was just like.
I know. I looked and I was like, Ray, are you hearing her?
I'm thinking another glitch.
I was like, are my ears drunk?
Wait, how did I mess that up?
Some words.
Buzzer anyway. Yeah, buzzer.
15 seconds.
I'm sorry, Amy. It's not going to be you.
What? All of that?
Hey.
I had more.
Morgan. Why should you be Employee of the Month, Morgan?
I feel like I should be Employee of the Month because not only did my bagel bit go off on social media, but I've been competing in Easy Trivia and people are proud of me. Our social media has been popping off, including my effort to grow our TikTok, and we broke over 100,000 followers.
Yeah, and that thing growing in your throat.
Yeah, well,
hey,
got
leave me alone. That was rude.
Okay. Goodness.
You're out.
No, I'm not out.
No,
you're out.
Morgan, you're
Yeah.
Good month, though. Good
month. I'm going through your throat now.
There's only two other people that could be in it. Ray, you're up. Why should you be Employee of the Month?
Me and Abby got everybody tickets to the Preds this month. It was a fun event. I spearheaded getting the printer fixed. I told you guys Garth's Bar is opening this summer. And I hosted games so Bobby could play.
Oh, nice.
Yeah!
Anything else? You have time, Ray.
Wow.
Ray,
about it, huh?
You're still in.
Yeah!
So he got the printer fixed.
No, like he really did.
He spearheaded it. Yes, he did it. Yes, Abby, last one. It could be you. You could be Employee of the Month. You could win cash. Abby, go.
Okay, I think I should win because I was given an awesome opportunity from Ray, shout out, to sing the national anthem at the hockey game, and I spent hours preparing and trying to improve so that I could sound my best and represent the show in a positive way, and I did all of this with a smile despite people doubting me. So hopefully I made all of you in America proud.
You did make us all proud, by the way.
And I didn't mess up the words.
Yes, you're proud.
So she only did one thing?
Wait, no, she did a lot. She only had 15 seconds.
And she took a week off.
But Abby, you did. You did have a week off. That's a great point.
I work from home, though.
Still, you got the cove, you know?
The cove.
You got the cove. Abby, it's not going to be you this month.
Let's go.
It's down to two.
The block is ready, baby.
It's down to Ray and Lunchbox. So I have written down who it is. I'm not going to change my mind.
Oh, man. I mean, you want me to go over more of the bits?
Who would you vote for, any of those two? Employee of the Month.
Did Lunchbox already do his?
Yeah, he did his.
Gosh, oh, I got... I mean, there were so many segments that I...
Oh, yeah. He said he took his wife to dinner.
Okay.
I guess I would... I feel like Ray works so hard on things that we don't really hear about.
So you vote for Ray because of... You don't know.
No,
Eddie.
I know that easy.
Guys, you all don't realize how important the printer was. He spearheaded that. It's a big deal.
Right. He spearheaded it.
Yeah,
okay.
Ray. It's Ray.
Oh, my gosh.
The winner of Employee of the Month for the month of February, which is last month.
Printer. He's back.
Is Raymundo. Okay. Here we go.
That is so stupid.
He shared the story of his wife having an ambulance. Went on for like 2 days how much it cost and the weirdly, even angrily, worded email he sent to the restaurant. He was like, you gave her food poisoning. Turns out that wasn't the case. He brought us a country music secret about artists who have knife fights.
Oh, hilarious.
Well, that's true.
He's hosted games. I mean, when he asked Eddie, when was it over for you? Talking about Eddie leaving Sore Losers.
That was a funny one.
Hilarious. Like. Post show.
So now we're zeroing in on lines that he says.
Yeah, I mean,
that was a funny one, though.
He got Abby the job singing at the Preds game.
True.
So, Raymundo, you are the Employee of the Month. Wow.
Yeah!
And he spearheaded the printer.
That's a big one.
Yes, it is. Now, Ray, since you won, you get to pick. Would you like to spin the wheel of cash? Would you like to block someone? Or would you like self-promotion?
I've decided I'm going to
spin that wheel!
Come on!
There's up to $100 on here.
And that'll be printed at that printer right over there.
Spin again times three.
Oh my god.
Spin again times three.
Yeah! You might get $3 here.
Ray.
All right.
Spin again times three.
Let's do it.
Whatever this lands on, that's the amount of money you're getting.
Okay.
Please don't land on 100. I have to pay that out myself. I think our listeners think the show gives us money for this crap.
Man.
No, it's me. Let's spin that wheel!
300, baby.
I hope he's got to cover the ambulance bill.
That's true. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. So, Ray, you got $3. Nice job, buddy.
Thank you.
There he is. Our Employee of the Month, Raymundo!
Yeah! Yeah!
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I want to grab Misty, who's on the phone right now, for a little Tell Me Something Good action. Hey, Misty, what's going on?
Morning, studio.
Morning. Tell us your story.
My daughter's 10 years old. She was born at 34 weeks premature. She was in Arkansas Children's Hospital for months on end, wound up in Rochester, Minnesota at Mayo Clinic because at 2 years old, the doctors at Children's told me, take her home, love her. There's nothing else we can do for her. We've had a multi-million dollar workup. We do not know what's wrong with her. She's not gaining weight. She's not living. She was living on a feeding tube to keep her alive. So we end up in Mayo Clinic. They diagnosed her with a mitochondrial disease. They said her body can't recharge itself. So it's like when she gets depleted, she's not like the rest of us that can go take a nap and then get energy back. So needless to say, her body doesn't work. Fast forward, she's 10 years old. We put her into competitive cheerleading for the last 5 years at Arkansas Cheer Academy in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Shout out. We have gotten the prestigious bid of going to the All-Star Cheerleading Worlds in Orlando, Florida. And we will go in May and compete against some of the top teams in the whole United States. So it's just like a God thing that she's here, she's with us, she's striving, and we're actually like, you know, we see a huge turnaround for her, and it's all amazing.
Well, that is awesome news that she was able to get out of the hospital and live and have some fulfillment in her life. But now that she's doing like amazing things athletically.
Come on.
That is great. That's it right there. Nice job. Thank you for the call, Misty. We appreciate that. Good luck to you guys. Let us know how it goes. And that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Well, it's a high school basketball game, and a coach lost his temper. He jumped in the bleachers to fight a spectator.
I saw the video.
It's just crazy. Not a good look. It looks like it's in another country. People act like that. Yeah.
He's old, man. I'm like, what are you doing, coach?
Richland's high school's coach of the year.
Coach of the year.
Yeah. Was caught jumping over chairs and launching toward a man who appeared to be yelling things at him. But that's what people in the crowd do.
Yeah, spectators.
That's what they do. They yell things. And then you have to go get somebody to shut them up. You can't do that as the coach. But they lost 54-51. The confrontation was caught by another spectator. But you know everybody had their phone out, though. Like, this may be the one you're looking at. But as soon as that coach goes diving in, everybody's phone's up trying to get that. And so that's it. Footage of the fight shows him grab the guy and point at others. Like, you can't hear it. You can hear it. But, like, he goes up, and he's a bigger dude, gray hair.
Oh, the guy. Yeah.
Yeah, the coach.
And it looks like he kind of grabs him by the neck or collar. I don't know. He kind of shakes him like
a blue button up. Mm-hmm. I mean, looks good. Good coaching night. Goes into the crowd and goes, Adam, I just wonder what he said. Because he already must have been triggered by the game. Something happened in there.
Yeah, them losing maybe.
What did the spectator say?
He's critiquing his coaching, I'm sure.
He grabs him by the, you know how you grab him by the collar and you like shake him?
Yeah.
That's what he's doing. And the guy's way younger than he is.
And bigger.
He's lucky that dude just popped him.
Yeah, I know. The spectator was big.
I wonder what he said, though.
Dang.
So, Eddie almost got kicked out of a 9-year-old basketball game.
This is my son's basketball game, Amy.
Because he was fighting with the ref at a 9-year-old game.
I was not fighting with the ref.
You're turning into that guy, huh?
I wasn't fighting with the ref.
He said one thing and the ref freaked out. But you don't just say one thing and the ref freaks out. I don't believe the story.
Yeah, you remember how a couple weeks ago his wife was like, Eddie, you need to quit yelling so much?
Exactly.
And now the ref, I mean, I'm starting to see a trend here.
Guys, I promise on my kids I was not yelling the whole time.
What did the ref say to you?
He blew his whistle at me and said, no, sir, no. I don't want to hear from you. If I hear from you one more time, you're getting kicked out. You're out of here.
And that was the first time that he
heard
from you.
That was the only time I said anything.
Yeah. I feel like I don't know if they actually have physical yellow cards, but I feel like a ref is like, okay, yellow card,
soccer,
and then red.
Do.
Like, he's exactly. Not just going to kick you out.
He got a yellow card. That's what he got.
Oh, he got the yellow.
Well, yeah, it was a warning. One more time and I'm out, he said.
He said, one more time.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say to him, man?
I just said, he wasn't calling penalties. So finally, after the sixth time, I said, you could have called that 6 times ago, ref. Mm-hmm.
That's
all I said.
I hear you. You're angry. Your team wasn't playing well.
We were down by like 10 points.
We had Coach Bruce Weber on, who went to the national championship game. Lost to North Carolina, but made it to the Final Four, made the national championship game, won like 500 games almost as a head coach. And we were talking to him about this because he's done it at the highest level. Here's a clip of us bringing up Eddie's 9-year-old almost getting kicked out of a game with a real-life, majorly successful college basketball coach. He almost got thrown out of a 9-year-old basketball game, coach. 9-year-old.
It's my son's team, coach.
The ref said, if you
say... Eddie, you got to chill.
Yes.
Well, you need officials.
Yes, go.
Coach, let me ask you a question, though. So I yelled. I never yell. This was probably our 10th game. I never yell at the refs, but they weren't calling anything. So I got frustrated, and I yelled at him, and he blew the whistle. He said, one more comment from you, and you're out of here. And I looked at my assistant, and I said... Do you think I should get kicked out? Like, we're down 10 points. We got about 7 minutes left. Do you think this will energize the boys if I purposely get kicked out? You think that works, coach?
I think sometimes a technical can really, you know, get the players. You feel like they feel like you have their back. But if you do it too much, now the officials who we need in the game. And, you know, one of the biggest crises in sports right now is getting umpires and getting officials because, one, young people, you know, I don't know if they don't see the value to get young guys in it, but also in young ladies, they don't want to deal with people like you, Eddie. You know, you yell at them all the time. It's just, so they don't, why should I do this for $12 an hour and then this guy's going to yell at me who doesn't know anything?
So yeah. For 9-year-olds. You think they're going to galvanize and be like, let's go win this for dad?
He has a good point. Yeah.
That's funny. So glad you didn't get kicked out.
Me too.
Thanks to Coach Weber. Because that's like a real deal. Like, he won a gold medal. He won Coach of the Year nationally, Conference Coach of the Year, National Championship game. And he's like, Eddie, stop being a loser.
Man, I wish I could go back in time and get kicked out, though, for the
boys.
Me
too. That's what I told Eddie. I was like, dude, you got so close. You hand your phone over to kickoff. Kevin, go record me. I'm about to get kicked out. And then you leave gracefully.
I'll do that next season.
Don't do it. It's a bad example.
Okay. Yes.
Bad example. Bad example. I'm working on it hard, like I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number Smart Bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Luke Combs turns 33 years old today. And so his first song ever was a massive hit, was Hurricane. You wrecked my whole world when you... Number two was When It Rains, It Pours. And I want $100. One number away right after that. He's got so many. I'm not going to do this all day, but here's what we're going to do. First, we're going to say happy birthday to Luke Combs, 33 years old, from Charlotte, North Carolina. Luke, happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday, Luke.
There you go. There you go. These are the five things that we've learned about Luke Combs from him either coming in here or me sitting with him for hours and hours, just like squeezing him for stuff, even before he got super famous. Number five, he was once victim of a credit card scam. You know, scam alert, scam alert. He shared a story about how someone skimmed his credit card to me in New York City and then went and bought shoes.
I went to the Nike store in New York City, and then I went to the Adidas store. And my business manager was like, hey, did you just buy $600 worth of shoes at the Nike store and then $600 worth of shoes at the Adidas store. And I didn't. I didn't buy anything at the stores. But someone in the store had skimmed my wallet while I was in there. They can magnetize it without even touching it now. They can just...
I'd never heard of that.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Number four, he was so nervous to play Beautiful Crazy for his wife, Nicole. They were still dating at the time. And he said the song, that his worry was it would creep her out because it was so... intense.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Man, what if she thinks I'm just a total creep? Like, you know, because it was like, I mean, we're hanging out. We were hanging out a good amount at that time, but it was still like, man, it was such a risk in my mind, like, to play her that. But no, she loved it. And I mean, she obviously loves that tune.
Because she wouldn't be with him now.
Yeah.
Because if it would have been creepy, that'd just been a story about a girl he used to date. Number three, Luke Combs explained why he put his money into coffee cans. Luke would take cash bonuses from his concerts and just put the money in bank bags in his apartment.
And so that's where the money was coming from, was that these sellout bonuses on these club shows. I remember getting to thinking I had like $5,000 or $6,000 in my apartment, you know? And I was like, man, like somebody could just walk in here and like take this. So I had like a Folgers can, and instead of putting just the money in there, I put it in the bank bag and then rolled the bank bag up and put it in there. It was back like behind my microwave on my counter.
That'd have been a gold mine if somebody would have just been robbing his place and then found all that cash.
Uh-huh.
Number two, he played rugby in college and he performed in an a cappella group, and he did not have luck with the ladies then.
In college, man, I hung out, I drank with my buddies, I didn't go to class a lot, I played rugby, I sang in an a cappella group my first year and a half of school. A big time for me of like, okay, how do you be 300 pounds and get a girlfriend? That was what I spent most of my time trying to figure out.
Did you have girls in college?
No. No, I was definitely not a ladies' man.
And then finally, he was rejected for the first time when he went to audition at a record label. He talked about a meeting that he'd have with a label after he moved here, and they said, hey, you're not going to make it as an artist.
Ugh.
This person was like, well, play me three songs. So I played Hurricane, When It Rains, and One Number Away, which were my first three number ones. And they were like, okay, here's the deal. You got to get better at songwriting. You got to write better songs. And you're never going to be an artist. So that's it.
Wow, I love that.
Crazy.
That is so good.
They were like, you got to get better writing songs even to be a songwriter, and you'll never be an artist. You can hear this whole hour up on the Bobbycast. It's Luke Combs and I just sitting with each other talking about it.
Bones.
Here's Becca from Oklahoma.
Bobby, I just finished the Reba Bobbycast, and I could listen to her all day, but I could also listen to you all day because your interviewing is just brilliant. Love it. Love you guys on the show. Have a great day.
It makes my job easier when somebody comes in with just killer stories and is so generous to share them. I didn't do anything with Reba. There was no brilliance for me. I was like, hi, Reba, will you talk? And then she crushes it for an hour. But it's up. Go check out the Bobbycast. It's Reba and myself for an hour. Just some fantastic stories. This is Jose from Missouri.
Been listening to your show since 2014 when you helped launch the song Buy Me a Boat. I got to tell you, it meant a lot to me. I was going through some emotional changes. I went around basically whistling and singing parts of that song, and that's what helped me get back to my normal. I actually ended up in a psych ward for a few days. Long story, but I'll keep it short right there. All right. Take care, guys. Everything is phenomenal now mentally. And you guys are an intricate part of my morning.
A couple things, Jose. Thank you. It's very sweet awesome. Of you to say. Glad you're healthy, rocking. And then the final part is like you ended the story like right when it was reading. Well, good.
Yeah, he's going to leave it
you're
there.
You're like, you know, I'm gonna leave it there for you guys. I'm going to hold off. You don't want to hear it. No, you can give us more. You took us right to the edge.
I pictured that he bought a boat.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what
man,
I
he's so healthy.
Yes, that's what I see.
Oh, come on. Jose, that's awesome, dude. Thank you for sharing that with us. Call us. Leave a voicemail if you'd like. 877-77-BOBBY. Boom. Nailed it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So let's say you need to cancel plans for the night of. How late can you wait to do it?
Well, it depends how serious it is. I just had a stroke.
Okay.
Well, it could be 30 seconds before you leave the house.
That's a good one.
If it's something that you knew was coming, you probably, if it's a dinner, you probably need to do it before the, like, 3 o'clock. That's the latest.
Well, you're close. New York Magazine did this.
No, you didn't say it was a real thing.
Oh, it is a real thing. Like,
no,
if you,
that's somebody's opinion. It's like she's like, you're close to being right. No, I hear you. Okay, go ahead.
Well, they found in a poll and like different research that 2 p.m. was the ideal time to let someone know that you're canceling plans. So don't put it off till after that. Mm-hmm. They say the only caveat is if they're cooking dinner for you, then try to give them a 24-hour heads up because there's a lot of planning that goes into that.
I hear you can't control a stroke, though.
No, the stroke.
You know what I mean. I know. It's just like you realize you're overwhelmed and you probably shouldn't do anything that night or you just need to chill.
Don't cancel on me if you just need to chill. Like, what? You knew if you're sick or your kid's sick or there's been an accident. Like, if you're like, I just need to chill. I made a whole plan. Don't cancel because you just need to chill.
Wait, but what if you do need, like...
You need to make it stroke, is what I'd say. I'd just say stroke. I'd go with stroke. Okay, what else?
Okay, this story is crazy. This family, they rescued this dog, and they thought, oh, look at this cute little Tibetan Mastiff.
Oh, no, I bet it's a wolf or a killer or something, isn't it?
Well, they brought it home from vacation. Oh. They started raising it. No. They noticed his appetite was huge.
They noticed a full moon.
He went crazy.
He would go. Yeah, he would disappear for hours with blood all over him. Go ahead.
And that type of dog can get up to 180 pounds. So they're like, this is all seeming pretty normal. Until, you know, the puppy started getting a little older and he started walking on his hind legs. It was a bear.
A bear?
Oh, that's even crazier than I thought it was going to be. I'm looking at a picture of it. This looks like a dog.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a bear and a dog. Did it? You know.
Yeah.
They never take it to the vet?
Like, dude, it looks like a dog. I'm telling you, even if I was a vet. Well, I don't know. I've never been specially trained. But I'm saying it looks like a dog.
Apparently, whatever type of black bear this is, it's endangered. So
it walks on fours as well. Like, everything about this thing looks like a big husky dog. Except for the part it's trying to catch a salmon. Why is our dog in the river? Hey, boo-boo. Yeah, that's a crazy one, man.
Yeah, the dog now gets to identify as a bear. And
wait. No, it's a bear.
Yeah.
I know, but it was being told it was a dog. So it gets,
no, it's a bear.
The bear gets to be who he wants to be, and now he's happy in like some new bear home.
Hey, I'll sign up for that too, but just remember it's a bear and they're strong.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the bear can say whatever it wants, but if the bear goes bear, you'll go human, and human don't win. That's crazy. It looks like a dog. All right, what else?
Luke Combs says he wrote a song called Joe for people who don't drink alcohol because he wanted those people to have a song that they could sing at the top of their lungs at a show and so that they don't feel forgotten because he knows that in country music there's a lot of songs about drinking and partying and he's one of those people, he admits, but he wanted a song for those people too. So here's a clip of Joe.
Got a couple good buddies that I'll stop in. Say it's good to see you, brother man, hack man. I can't complain, I'm doing all right. Sleeping pretty good, staying dry.
It's going to be on his...
It's about sobriety. Is it about sobriety?
No, it just is. It's just not about
me.
Drinking.
Like, I don't feel like there's a big...
It's just about a guy named Joe?
I mean, well, line sounded like it was sobriety because it said staying dry.
Right, and
like
getting good sleep.
Yeah. If it's about sobriety, like, you don't drink anymore... Like, I don't drink. I've never drank, but I don't deserve a song. I'll be honest with you. Mm. Unless you're going to call it, like, virgin.
Wait.
Well, like, virgin and drink.
Drinking. Whoa.
Yeah.
Well,
I had my virgin last night. That's how it starts.
You're a smaller group of that sober people.
Let me read this. So, some battles are fought on foreign shores. Some are fought behind closed doors. Some fall from grace. Some lose their wings. Some find the peace salvation brings. I got to think, though, this is about...
sobriety.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not... Okay.
In addiction.
Mocktail. That's what I'd have.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Isola Fittick, she's a kindergartner from Seattle, and she's been fighting a rare form of cancer for a couple of years now. But she loves the hockey team in Seattle, the Seattle Kraken. And so she was feeling good one day, and the doctor's like, you can go to this event. It's NHL Hockey Supports Cancer event. And she met her favorite player, Morgan Geeky. She talked to Geeky. She made such an impression that Geeky went to Instagram and said, you know what? I'm going to help you. Whatever you need. You need a transplant? I'm going to get people to help you. So here's a clip of her dad talking about how cool Morgan was and what Morgan did on Instagram.
She would watch them in the hospital, and she would tell the nurses when they came in, she'd be giving them play-by-play of what was happening in the game.
My friend Azola needs your guys' help. Her cancer recently came back, and she's in need of a bone marrow transplant. Please spread the word, and you can register at bethematch.org.
That's cool that Morgan got to do that.
Yeah, and so have they found a match yet?
Not yet,
or is
no.
this story so new that they're still looking?
It's pretty new, and they say it's a stem cell transplant, so that's what they're looking for.
And also, bethematch.org, you could probably go to that site
yeah.
for generally doing a lot of this for a lot of different people. Okay, that's a good one. Nice job, dude.
Thank you, man.
Not you, him.
Oh.
You did a fine job.
I was like, thank you. I thought
Geeky
I told that story
great
pretty
job.
Good.
Yeah, you both. Okay. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's time for the morning corny, but it's Thursday. It's our job to figure it out. Now, it's more of a speed corny.
Okay.
We have 30 seconds to figure one out. Are you good?
Good.
Let's go.
The morning corny.
How did the little Scottish dog feel when he ran into a bear?
Terrified.
Boom. Terrified.
Because he's a terrier.
Terrified.
Terrier
speed
five.
Corny.
Yeah! Speed corny.
Wow.
Speed corny. Speed corny.
Wait. How did you know
terrier.
That?
Because a terrier. Scottish
a terrier,
terrier
is a Scottish dog, and he's oh. terrified.
Speed corny.
Boom, boom, boom.
Speed corny.
Close wow. it up there, right?
That was the morning corny.
Let's talk to Cayman in Mississippi, who is on the phone right now.
First off, I got to say Lunchbox is a king. And second off, I was going to ask, I work full time, and I'm trying to get some advice on how to be a country music singer. You know, I'm pretty good at it, and I just don't have the social skills in order to get it out on my social media platform.
So what are you doing on your platform, like TikTok, for example? What are you doing on there right now?
I'm posting singing videos just as hard and heavy as I can go.
Yeah. Here's what I'll do. Let me put him on hold for a second. We'll get his TikTok. I don't want who I'd call the B-team dark side to attack him. Mm. Darksiders. It's like NWO. NWO Wolfpack. Yeah. NWO. B-team's awesome. Darksiders. That's tough. I don't want them attacking him yet, but why don't we grab a couple clips and see if he's any good?
Okay.
Do you want us to be honest with you once we play some of your clips, or would you just like us to watch the clips and tell you how maybe more people can see them regardless of how good they are?
You can be honest with me. That's fine. I've actually sent you and Amy DMs on Instagram every day for the past month trying to get y'all's attention on videos.
Every day?
Oh. I've never seen one. I don't go into that box. You ever heard of the B-Team Dark Side?
Yeah. Man, he calls me a king and didn't even send me one?
No. Well, music's not your specialty.
That's true.
All right, Cayman, I'm going to check out your stuff.
I guess
we'll get your number. We'll come back to Cayman in a little bit. Everybody good?
Yeah.
Okay. His name's Cayman. He's on with us now. Cayman, you called and you asked for advice and you wanted to know how you could blow your TikTok up being a country singer, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, we're just going to give you some advice. We haven't heard your clips yet. We're going to do this together. Are you cool with that? What's wrong with you?
The odds he's going to be good are about 0.2%.
He could be pretty good.
Odds are he's not going to be very good.
You think this is going to be a cringy segment?
Yeah, I think it's going to be very awkward, and we're all going to be like, ugh, and you guys are going to try to be nice and powder, you know, give him some powder on the cheek and say, oh, you can get better.
Never heard that term, powder on the cheek.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, Cayman, any response to that before we play something?
Hey, you know, Lunchbox was the king, but now I'm going to have to go with Eddie.
No.
Now I'm the king.
Okay. Cool.
See, he doesn't like... Okay, see, this is what I'm saying. He gets his feelings hurt if you're going to be honest with him. He's already changing from me off the king, and
quiet.
I haven't even criticized him
yet. Hey, Cayman, and you feel like you're pretty good, right?
I feel like I'm about 60%,
and I think we need
same
to
with
believe.
His cell phone bill. He pays about 60%, yeah. So we get.
Okay, well let's hear Cayman. This is a song of him sitting in a truck. He's got a camouflage jacket on. He's got a ball cap on, and he's got kind of a beard. It's kind of thin on the sides, and it goes down into like a thicker beard, but no mustache.
Okay,
oh.
Kind of a thin
like
guy,
a chin strap,
good looking guy. Yeah, it's more of a beard than a chin strap, but yes. Okay, Cayman, and here, what are you singing in your truck?
Rally Green, Wish Grandpa's Never Died.
Okay, here we go.
I wish even cars had truck beds. Every road was named Copperhead. And coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. I wish high school home teams never lost. And back road drinking kids never got caught. I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. I wish honky tonks didn't have no clothes.
He's actually pretty good, but it's hard to tell who's Riley and who he is.
Right.
Because he's got the radio too loud. Like, what I would have done, Cayman, is I just would have sang it a cappella with no music at all. You're like, I love this song. I'm just going to sing it. And I wish grandpa's never died, you know? Because it's hard. Sometimes you're singing, Riley's singing, it sounds like the same one. But there's some potential here. Yeah. Just can't hear you.
He's got a good voice, you can tell.
I like
but
it.
But do you know that was his? I don't know whose voice was who. Like Bobby said,
yes,
I don't
you do. Okay, his stop is being higher. Dramatic. But yes, okay, here's the next one. This is you, first gig ever. It's got 900 views.
Okay.
Please be nice, but remember the name. Okay, he's sitting on a stage, him and a guitar player. All right, play this.
Never be my girl.
Audio is not great in the room, and also, you know, you need to get to the singing quicker in the video. Also, this vocal isn't as good as the other one. I don't even know what song it is. It's also easier for people to know if they like you by hearing a song that they know. But I don't know if this is your best work. I might take this one down. And if you ever have to write Please Be Nice, I wouldn't post anything up there for critique. So I pulled this one. This is what I do. You need to do more videos, first of all. You've got two up here, basically, out of all his videos. You need to be consistent, posting one new one a day, even if nobody watches it. Of you singing something a cappella, or you singing in your tractor. I'm watching you do your job here. You are you're an operator, right, of some piece of big machinery?
Yes, sir. I run heavy equipment.
Sing from inside the heavy equipment.
It's a great idea.
So wherever you are, just sing a cappella from inside whatever piece of heavy equipment. People are going to be like, oh, this is interesting. This guy's singing inside a freaking tractor.
Yeah.
Or inside of a, I don't even know, I can't, a baler or whatever it is.
Nice.
So that's my advice to you, Cayman. I think there's something there. I'd pull that stage video immediately because that one didn't even sound good. And the first one, though, sounds good. It's just too loud when it's Riley Green's voice. Your thing should be singing inside your large piece of machinery, a cappella. That's your thing. Do 30 of those videos and then call me back. Like after a month posting
how
one.
Much I appreciate it.
Hey, after you post one every day for a month and you do 30 days in a row, we'll put you on again. We'll talk about it again and see how we can improve it again, okay?
Thank you, Bobby. You know how much I appreciate it.
Yeah, where do you live?
Oh, Mississippi.
What part?
I'm about 45 minutes from where Hardy's from. I'm in Laurel, Mississippi.
Okay, so it's not too far. Maybe one day, if this goes right, months and months down the road, he comes up here.
Come on.
30 videos, what? 30 days of you singing inside your big machinery, okay?
Yes, sir. I'll do that for you.
All right, buddy. We'll see you later.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
His name is Cowboy underscore K, C-A-Y.
Okay, oh. I'm going to follow him.
Yeah. Listen, that's not his best work.
But you pointed him in the right direction.
You got to have a little niche, too.
And look, his voice has potential. Absolutely. Like, his voice sounds good.
And I wish grandpas would never die, too, I'll be honest
with
you.
Yeah, me too.
I felt that. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. I will admit, the alarm system in my house, it's probably a little too intense. Cameras everywhere. You move, alarm. Well, 2 o'clock in the morning. Oof. And I'm like, oh, I wake up, boom, eyes open, ready to grab the gun. And I'm scrambling. It's like trying to find, I found it. And she's like, what door is that? And so it's a garage. Interior is what it says on the screen. It tells me exactly what door opened, when it opened. And so I'm like, I don't think I need the gun. So, because sometimes it's just outside, like wind blows or something, and we didn't shut the door all the way. It's my fault. So I go, but I'm like scared. I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm scared. I didn't have the gun because I want to shoot a dog, and I was so, but I'm like creeping. I open the door and I'm peeking out, like a little crack. She's like, what's up? I'm just looking out there. She's like, is anything out there? I was like, I don't know. I'm just peeking like slightly. I don't want to like see my eye. I'm opening, just looking in the living room. She's like, do I need to come with you? I was like, no, you don't need to come with me. But I'm like peeking. I was like scared still, right? She's like, I'll come with you. I'm like, you don't have to come with me. I'll be fine. I'll go and fend off the whomever it is. Peek and look. I like Pink Panther around the corner. Like, just quiet on tippy toes. And she's like, what are you doing? I was like, there may be a killer out here.
Yeah, you don't know.
It takes me like 15 minutes to get to the garage because I'm looking around every corner. I got down on the ground once, like in a push-up position, and was like looking under a doorway,
like so, in the army crawl.
So would a real man just been like, let's just see what's up, walk down, be like, who's here?
Yes.
Or was I a real man for going, I'm gonna make sure that if anybody's out there, I'm gonna have a few seconds to be ready, take care of my woman, because I think she maybe thinks I'm a PUD. I think she probably already thought that anyway.
Yeah, I think she.
But I didn't really attack it. Yeah. I'm really scared of intruders. Like.
Yeah.
Had issues with them. So I just wonder now that the morning is here, how she's feeling about me since this morning. Because even with the garage, when it was time to go out, what happened? The wind had blown. Door wasn't shut all the way. Went off. I was like, I know that garage light was on. Because it was off. I said, like, I know I saw it on. There's somebody in there. She's like, really? She said, do I need to go look? I said, no, I'll get this one. And so then the garage light was off again, but apparently after the door opens, the light comes on, then after a while it just goes off. There's no motion in there. I was convinced somebody was in there. I was looking under cars, but it just took me a long time to get there. The alarm company calls, and they're like, hey, alarm went off. Do we need to send some people out there? And I'm like, I don't know yet. Hold on. They said, it'll hold me like 15 minutes. What do you think? Did I hurt any sort of, man, that's my man, he'll take care of me. Did I hurt that at all?
I was going to say no until you told me, she said, do I need to do it? Because
there is that part.
That is making me think that your little routine that you had going on was probably moving a little too slow.
It was. I have some crazy trauma with that.
And yeah.
So, but I'm going to go check it out. I felt like I stood tall, grunted. Talk in a deeper voice.
Got on
the ground. We're clear in here. Nobody here.
Clear.
Yeah. Eddie, what do you think?
Look, so you can tell your wife this too. My brother-in-law, he's in the FBI. He was in the SWAT team. That's how he moves. When we go hunting,
yes.
Every corner.
Basically, I'm like,
it's almost like no leaf left unturned.
Boom.
And you checking under the cars, dude, I think you were doing it exactly the way you need to do it.
Yep.
You need to tell her that.
And then I went and grabbed a golf club real quick.
That's better. Deadly weapon.
Gonna take care of her lunchbox.
You're a putt, dude.
Oh,
15 okay. minutes that person had time to pack up the car and drive out. Like, they could have packed up everything in your garage, put in the car, and left in 15 minutes. The fact that you were on the ground in the house looking under doors, like, oh,
what if there was somebody, right?
But like, you were checking under the car.
They could bust in there and be like, what's up?
The car was in the garage, Eddie. It took him 15 minutes to get to the garage.
Or maybe he's under the couch. You don't know?
Because only alarm went off was garage.
A thorough sweep, I'm gonna be honest with you. Nobody was there. It was the wind. Nothing to worry about here. And you know what? Went back to bed. I didn't go back to sleep. I was scared to death. She went right back to sleep. She was not affected. She was like, okay, cool. We're good. Yeah. Back to sleep. I'm like this. My heart. Oh, God. Okay, that wasn't somebody, but it still could be somebody later. Just freaking out.
What'd you tell the alarm people eventually?
All clear.
Like, I finally got here. There's no one out here.
I did 372 here. We're all clear.
I mean, they could have sent someone from the... They should have could have sent authorities out there and got to the garage quicker than it took Bobby.
Just true. I told them we're good. I said, we're good here.
We're good.
Once I knew, my voice changed.
I handled it.
I went from like, hey, hold on a minute. I'm going to walk in the bedroom and look. And then once it was closed, hey, guys, nothing to see here. We're good. We're all good. Check you later. Okay. I need to check with her and make sure she doesn't feel I'm less of a protector today than yesterday, you know? That matters to you guys, right?
Or she Absolutely. Probably thought you were never a protector.
That could be it, too. It is time for the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
You know the saying opposites attract?
Yeah.
According to relationship experts and scientists, sure, somebody wildly different may intrigue you, but no, it does not work out. It does not work out in the long run. Because it's difficult, and it's difficult all the time because you're so opposite. There are parts of you that can be opposite, but you need to align, like, politically mostly, spiritually, dreams, aspirate. Like, you have to have a lot of that in common.
That's true.
So just a straight opposite does not work. It's a saying, but it ain't true. So that's from a book by Joel Block, PhD. Scientists are trying to create AI with human brain cells, which doesn't sound good.
No.
We're getting closer and closer to being taken over. Yeah, I don't even want to read the story. Because, okay, we're going to hybrid this. It's going to be half human, half computer.
No way.
And our leader, next thing you know. That's right. Do you guys still buy those stupid basketball Top Shot things?
No, I'm out of that game.
What, NFTs?
Yeah.
No, man.
So these guys, get online every day and they buy these basketball NFTs, like a picture.
It's an image.
Yeah. But you own it because it's the one.
Mm.
And so every day they get on, they bid.
Not all anymore. Right. We used to.
But let me see about Luca. See if I can get one of him. Ooh, let me see if I can get one. And they would argue about who had the best ones, like
and
baseball
Amy,
cards.
The better they play, the more expensive they are.
More valuable.
So you guys bought a bunch of them?
Yes.
I did.
And did you lose all your investment?
No. I cashed out. I cashed out with $20 on top.
Oh, wow.
Lunchbox, I made $20.
You're groaning.
Well, I had some that were worth like $600, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to keep it. And they're down like $30.
But how much did you pay for them?
Oh, like $150.
Oh. So you played the lottery.
Yeah, and so I still have them.
Yeah.
They're just sitting there.
74% of NFT owners say they're interested in them for just the status they give, saying they have them.
That's why I did it.
13% are using them as investments, and there's a reason that so few are using them as investments because of that. So you feel like you lost a bunch?
Yeah, I feel like I lost a bunch. I should have sold when they were hot, man.
Do you feel like they'll come back?
I don't have any. The hype is not there anymore. Yeah, I don't hear anybody talking about it.
Yeah, they're not. NFTs, maybe, but not Top Shot. Yeah. Wearing an eye mask while sleeping improves your memory and memory encoding and makes you more alert the next day.
Hey, that's cool.
Yeah, I think it blocks everything out.
A recent study published in the Journal of Sleep suggests the simple act of wearing an eye mask to block out light while sleeping can improve cognitive function the next day. In two experiments, the researchers found that participants who slept with an eye mask on were way more alert and was better at retrieving things from their brain, like old memories or facts they had learned or just knowledge in general from wearing an eye mask.
Interesting.
That's not what someone tells you if they want to stab you while you're sleeping. Yeah. You should wear an eye mask. Hey, man.
Don't worry about anything.
I know. That's from PSI Post. So you want to know if your potential marriage is going to last?
Yeah, I'd like to know that.
They say look at pictures. Therapists say to check out your future spouse's childhood pictures. Researchers found that people who smiled more in their youth stayed together once they got hitched.
What?
And people who smiled less were more likely to get divorced because of negative childhood memories and experiences.
Whoa.
Wow.
Happiness is built from a young age and becomes ingrained in us and our relationships. From DePaul University.
Mm-hmm. So what happens to the people that just frowned in their childhood pictures? They're never going to get married? Or have a good marriage?
What's weird about some pictures, like smiling has only been a thing for 30, 40 years.
Yeah, like pictures. Those old pictures?
Yeah, they're just like, but they weren't told to smile.
All of them.
Yeah, so if you, lots of frowns.
Yeah, that's a good point. I wonder when they did start the, all right, say cheese.
And that had to be really weird for them, too. Like, you want me to smile and fake happy for the picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. Health researchers say the secrets to longevity and peak performance, well, there's a few things. Number one, maintain your physical health, obviously. So, he's like, you got to be flexible. Meaning, if your tendons aren't somewhat flexible and they tear and they're in bad shape and you're old, they ain't fixing themselves. And you're just going to be hobbling around all the time. So you have to have some elasticity stay in your body. Number two, be social, creative, set challenges, think positively, and increase your risk tolerance. Mm. Because being overly cautious and not taking risks can have a negative effect on the way we age. For example, buy Top Shot. There's NFTs for basketball.
But it also risk tolerance says, think positively. So maybe Lunchbox needs to think they're going to come back. And
I think positive all the time about the lottery. It never freaking happens.
Never.
But that's sort of negative. Ugh.
A man accidentally buys the same lottery ticket twice and wins twice. $120,000 twice.
The irony.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so funny.
All right. You that's the news. Out. Thank you, guys.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
It's real hard. It's actually never going to get it. You're never going to get it. And Nate is on with us, who lives in North Carolina. All right, Nate, we're coming over to you, buddy. Nate, what's up, dude?
Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. We're going to give you a chance here to win $50 from Sonic. All you have to do is, well, maybe get it. You get it.
Sweet.
Maybe somebody on the show gets it. A lot of choices here as we play Never Gonna Get It. Here's the question. 14% of Americans say they have five or more of these, though they had nothing to do with acquiring them. What are they? 14%. So a little more than, I mean, 1 in 10. Not even 2 in 10. 14% of Americans say they have five or more of these, though they had nothing to do with acquiring them. What are they? Think about that. Now, Nate, I'm going to come to you first, and you just take a guess, shot in the dark, see if you can nail this, and if you do, you win the prize. Nate, what do you think about that?
I got to say children.
Well, they did nothing to acquire them? They did something.
Yeah.
Yeah, got it. Nate. But that's a good guess, man.
That is
it. Well, I mean, accidents happen.
But you still have to do something.
Yeah. That's incorrect. Okay. That's all right, though. It's tough. Nothing. Lunchbox, how do you feel about getting this one?
Oh, great. But now I may need to change back because the whole line of they had nothing to do with acquiring them.
Yeah. It's vital.
That just really.
14% really of Americans said they have five or more of these, although they had nothing to do with acquiring them. Amy, how do you feel?
Okay.
Good, Eddie.
Oh, I feel great.
Morgan?
I feel okay.
All right, Nate, it's up to you. Pick a player to represent you, and if they get it right, you win. Which of the four would you like?
I got to go with Lunchbox.
What?
Okay. He's changing his answer right now.
I mean, it tracks.
He has no idea what he's doing.
It tracks.
Who, him and Lunchbox? Yeah. I don't know what you mean by that, but...
Okay.
Lunchbox, what do you have?
Water bottles. They're giveaways at those stupid events, so you have five or more of them.
That's pretty good.
But maybe you have something to do with acquiring. I'm like grabbing them.
They just hand them to you. I mean, that's why I'm saying that is so sticky. I'm like
sticky. It's some,
that line is like if they just hand it to you,
it's a big one. It matters. Eddie,
I got it. Viruses on your computer. I don't know how I got that.
That's you, bro. I don't know what you're doing.
No,
you're doing
something to get them. I did nothing to acquire them.
You're
doing stuff.
You're telling me there ain't 14% of people that get viruses on the computer?
I'm telling you, you're doing stuff you don't need to be doing. That's what's getting them.
That's what I mean, Mike.
I'm not one of those 14%.
That's incorrect.
Oh.
Lunchbox is still in. Eddie's incorrect. Morgan?
I was thinking of the things that people come over to my house and they may leave because that's how I may acquire them. And I'm going with koozies. I have a whole lot of koozies and I don't know how I got them.
All right, you're still in the game here.
That was one of my ideas. But I didn't
think
about
people. You can't claim everybody. No, no. And when it's right, be like, that was one of my ideas.
But then I thought the same thing as water bottles. They hand them to you at Vince. You get a lot of koozies.
Amy?
I mean,
does that where it's like, oh, I also had that one. So he like takes partial credit even if he misses it?
No. Nope, go ahead. I don't take partial credit.
A 20% off Bed Bath & Beyond coupon. Mm-hmm. Those big ones that come in
they
the mail.
They do come in the mail, and all of a sudden you all got a bunch of them. That's a good answer, and it's not right, though.
Okay.
14% of Americans say they have five or more of these, though they had nothing to do with acquiring them. So, Morgan, your koozies is wrong.
Dang.
Lunchbox, your water bottle is wrong.
Oh.
So, Nate, here's what I'm going to do. You got one more shot at this. I'm going to let them all think about it, write down another answer. All you have to do is say yes, one of them will get it, or no, one of them won't get it. And that's how you win this round. Go ahead.
No, one of them won't get it.
Okay.
Wow. Nate has no idea how this game works.
Thanks, Nate.
Yes, he does.
Because we're about to get it right, and then he's going to feel like so dumb.
You're not even close.
And I know. I got it. No, I have it.
Though they had nothing to do with acquiring them is massive.
I got it. I now understand that line, and I've got it.
You can also say when they said their answer, be like, well, I had that too.
I had that one.
I don't do that.
You do it all the time.
Okay, everybody had their answer?
Yes. With acquiring them.
Just let me know when you want me to give you the winning answer.
14% of Americans said they have five or more of these. They had nothing to do with acquiring them. Amy.
Leaky toilets.
A little taste at home. Yeah, a little taste at home.
I don't know.
Morgan?
Going with a thing that people gift a lot, and it's blankets.
Eddie?
These guys do water bottles and koozies. You know what? When you get credit cards, that's what they come with. I don't know how I got all my credit cards. They came in the mail.
What
in the world?
They don't just have your
name. You just use them?
They don't just come activated.
Check your mail. They're in there.
There's an offer for you to apply for one.
Nah, they just send them.
Okay, all three of those answers are wrong.
Yeah, they're absolutely wrong.
It's all coming down to Lunchbox.
Yeah.
So,
Nate, you're about to get it. I'm about to nail this.
Lunchbox, what's your answer?
Allergies.
You acquire the allergy.
Yeah. Hey, Nate, you get four of them? How many?
Yeah.
I'll let you change your answer, Nate, if you would like allergies. To say that he gets this right. You already know what he's saying. 14% of Americans say they have five or more of these.
Five or more allergies.
Though they had I think I do.
Five or more
pollen,
allergies.
I mean, your eye closes every week, Eddie, so, I mean, you're allergic to something.
Yeah, dogs, cats.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Stop. There's allergens, molds, pollen.
Do you want to go with Lunchbox or no?
I've got another answer. I feel like I got a strong one.
What do you think it is?
Gift cards.
Okay, well, that's wrong.
Oh, I have that one.
What do you think? You can either go with Lunchbox or go against Lunchbox. Up to you.
All right. I'll go against them again.
Okay. And you say it's?
Allergies.
The answer is? Siblings, brothers and sisters.
Five or more?
14% of Americans. About 1 in 10, a little more than that, but have five or more of these, brothers and sisters.
And
they have nothing to do with acquiring them.
Yeah, you did nothing.
The answer is siblings, and that means Nate is our winner in round
three. Okay. Good job, Nate.
Nate, what do you have to say for yourself, buddy?
Tough. Oh, man, you know, I really thought I had a shot there, and then I lucked out because Lunchbox was wrong.
Yeah!
What's crazy is, though, he was kind of close in the beginning.
Thank you.
When he's, not you, him.
With allergies?
Nate, when he said... What did you say? Kids.
When he said that and you picked humans, I was like, oh, it's going to for sure lead somebody to it.
Dang, crazy. Man.
But hey, that's us.
I don't know anybody with more than five.
Yeah. Who has the most kids?
Like brothers, sisters?
Brothers and sisters here.
I have a brother and a sister.
Do halves count?
I have three.
Ray, one.
Two and then a foster kid.
What?
You can just say two. Okay. Yeah, none of us do. Okay, Nate, stay on the line. We'll get your prize.
And Eddie, you only have two.
Huh?
You have a brother and a sister.
That's what I said.
You said three.
Oh, it's three.
You count yourself there, buddy? Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then... maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dog's water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. It's time for
Rejected Segments.
I didn't put this on the list because it's so new, but I wasn't going to do it today because it's just so dumb. But Eddie's like, "Why don't you buy us cars?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And then he sends me a clip of Adam Sandler. This is David Spade talking about Adam Sandler.
David Spade telling a story about Adam Sandler.
Dumb. I like the clip.
It's awesome.
That you would send this to me is so dumb. Here you go.
Is it true that Sandler gave each of you guys a Maserati?
He gave us all a Maserati and...
one car for all of you.
Yeah. And Chris Rock called me and he goes, "Have you looked in your driveway? I'm keeping Adam's car here for some reason." He goes, "No, that's for you. We all got one." I was like, "What?"
So he bought those guys Maserati.
Because they were in the movie Grown Ups.
Oh, smart.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Right?
That is awesome, yeah. Like George Clooney does that stuff, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Go ahead. What's your point?
Like, I mean, I feel like Adam Sandler, he makes the movie, but all of his cast, they help him make the movie. So that's us to you. So why don't you get us something like this?
I do get you stuff all the...
like a Maserati.
Yeah.
Why first of all, different. Adam Sandler probably produced the movie himself.
Yeah, you produced this show yourself.
No, hold on. I don't pay your checks. Adam Sandler would have paid those people checks.
Oh,
and they'd have got his friends, and they did him a huge favor by coming in and doing the movie, probably taking less money to get that star-studded cast together. So he's like, "Well, let me reward you guys as friends. You guys are getting paid? You're getting paid wonderfully."
Yeah, I'm probably taking less just to keep the show together.
Handsomely.
I don't know, man. It'd make me feel really good.
Yeah, of course, it'd make me feel good. Hey, no one's bought me a Maserati either.
Like, can you imagine Lunchbox calling me? "Hey, look in your garage."
Yeah,
what?
Hey,
my gosh, Bones got us a car.
Yeah. They live the life. You're treated like princes around here. By me, just me mostly.
Yeah.
take you places,
hey, think about
do
it.
Stuff.
Just think about it.
I rejected that segment.
Well, there's so many other things we have to be grateful for. And then also, I just think you went a little high with the Maserati. Like, we could ask for something. Like,
oh, no, you don't get this too. No, no.
Oh, like a boat, stop. Amy? Like yeah. a boat?
Okay, this is a revolt. This is a revolt. Okay, time now. For you.
Or like a Jeep. Everybody gets
no,
a Jeep.
No, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I already have a Jeep.
Time for... Rejected segments, let's go!
Rejected segments.
These are segments we didn't want to do. I saw them, I was like, there's no way. But I made a list. Number five, Amy's idea to do a segment called Does This Count as a Vegetable Plate?
It's true! I was so annoyed.
She said I was craving veggies, so I ordered a seasonal vegetable plate. It just said seasonal, so okay. Well, it was cheesy grits, fried hush puppies, and beets. She goes... Can we debate if this is a vegetable plate?
It does have a vegetable on it.
Okay, beets.
A vegetable on a plate.
Fine.
Yeah. That was rejected segment.
Yeah.
Number five.
Rejected segments.
Number four was Lunchbox's idea. And mostly the idea was there, but he wanted to send someone away for days to go on a darkness retreat by themselves, like Aaron Rodgers did. He said, we spin the wheel, and whomever it lands on has to go on a four-day darkness retreat.
That's funny.
Yeah, okay. It's called the Wheel of Darkness. Right. I think that's great.
But for us to leave for four, it just, and who's going to pay for the trip? I have to pay for all the games anyway in this show. I'm not paying for a trip.
I mean, how perfect would that be?
What if it's just like one of our houses and the room's dark?
You for, stay 4 days, for 4 days, though. For 4 days. You guys going to do
that?
That's
a lot.
All right, next one up.
Rejected segments.
Number three on the list. It was that there were two bowling stories at the same time. Actually, there were three. So first, Eddie wanted to talk about how he bowled seven games in a row.
Amazing. Record seven games.
Did your back hurt?
Yes. Ugh. My arm, my back, everything.
What is cool about that he bowled seven
Nothing.
In a
that's
row?
Why we didn't do it.
What are you talking
that's
about?
Number one.
Have you ever bowled seven games in a row?
Probably.
No.
Exactly.
And if I did, I don't think I'd bring it as a bit.
Oh.
The next one. Ray said, what's something you're willing to admit to the world that you're really bad at? And Ray's was bowling. This is like the same day these two came in.
Weird. It's like we talked about this.
Oh, did you guys?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, to bowl a 48, I didn't even know that was possible. They were actually asking me if I needed the bumpers. It's the one thing I'm really bad at is bowling. I never did it.
48.
That was number three. I knew there'd be nothing there. And then obviously Eddie's kid had a birthday party at a bowling alley and wanted Alan Jackson to come to it.
Correct.
We talked about that, though.
We did.
That
so
one
we got
rejected.
One bowling story in there.
Yeah. Here we go. Number two.
Rejected segments.
This is called Show Prep Report Card. A little peek into behind the scenes. Show preps, everybody submits an idea. I kind of go through and say, does this work? Does this not? And then we grade everybody. Only one person gets an A. One person gets an F. Everybody gets a grade.
Mm.
And then the person with the F, the most Fs at the end of the week, has to stay and write for 30 minutes on a board. I will submit better prep next week over and over again.
I don't like that one.
No.
That's stupid.
I mean, come on.
Well, it got rejected. It's from Mike D. It's his idea. Yeah, rejected and...
Rejected segments.
I like this one. I do. I like this one. It's the number one rejected segment. I just... feel like you guys wouldn't all be on board. So, again, from Mike D, he wanted to do one number of the phone number as punishment for easy trivia if you lose first. So, here's how it goes.
Okay.
If you're eliminated first in easy trivia, you have to give out one number of your phone number in order. So, if you continue to lose, by the end of it, listeners might have your number.
Ooh.
If you come in last 10 games throughout the year, your full phone number's on the air.
Wow!
No way.
I love this.
Me too. Me
but
too.
I don't. You know what I don't like though? The order. Can we just do it out of order?
No,
and then if somebody wants to put it together, they can figure all that out.
The combinations are.
Yeah, that would still be a mess.
Then that would be stupid. That'd be impossible.
But it's possible.
Maybe we do it over like 3 months because there's area code, three numbers. Prefix, three numbers. That's six. The four, it's 10 numbers, right?
No, because once you get to like six numbers, you can just start guessing.
Hey, that's showbiz, baby. Don't lose.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I would do that. But I rejected it because I knew some of you wouldn't want to do
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Yes,
well,
rejected.
I mean,
rejected what? Segments.
For years, we gave out Lunchbox's number.
Yeah, same number.
Yeah.
It's the only number I know. 210.
Yeah. We're done with that.
All right.
Done with that.
Rejected segments. Thank you, guys.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Georgia. Two women live in an apartment complex, and one has a couple of dogs, and they ruff, 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 bark all the time. They're barking about 11 p.m. The neighbor gets really mad, grabs her gun, and shoots the neighbor.
Shoots the neighbor. I would just shoot through the wall. I wouldn't even do that.
Yeah.
You were about to say that, though.
Shoot at something that proves a point.
Mm-hmm.
Without shooting the human, I'm assuming she didn't die because we don't do deaths.
Right, but she has been charged with attempted murder.
Wow.
Yeah, I hear you.
But that dog barking, man, it can drive you nuts.
It's like trying to find the nuance in somebody that's nuts. And there's no nuance in nuts. And so I guess she can't be like, well, I'm crazy right now and I want to shoot you, but I'm going to shoot the tires out on your car instead.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
That would be the move more than it would be to shoot at it. You still shouldn't do that. But there's no nuance in nuts. I think I just came up with something.
No nuance in nuts.
Yeah.
Sounds good, too.
Thank you. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It rhymes. No, I don't know what nuance
like
means.
Like, you can't make sense out of nuts.
Well, nuance is like small, small compromises, like little. So without nuance, it's either A or Z, and there's nothing in the middle. But, you know, there's some nuance. It could be a little bit of B with a little bit of L. You know, it's like.
Oh.
Yeah, they don't see that.
Yeah,
let me think about that.
I think that's a problem with generally society now. There's no room for nuance, especially in politics. It's all polar. Everything's polar.
So it's like a compromise.
That's what he just said.
A small compromise.
I'm saying, all right, why not just say compromise instead of nuance?
Because it's not just a compromise.
See, that's why I'm confused.
Yeah, it's tough. All right, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
I went up and I did an intro video for the Preds, the NHL team here in town.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like I was doing a wrestling promo. I'm like, you want this? I'll see you at SummerSlam. WrestleMania, you're mine, Ultimate Warrior. That's what it felt like. I'm in a room, it's dark, there are cameras in my face, and they're like, we need you to get hype. So I did this whole walk-up intro clip where it's like, you want the story? And then slowly it elevates. And then I watched it.
Did it hype you up?
No, I came off as a little douchey, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, no.
I was a little douchey, a little corny. I know. In my mind, I was so much stronger and more aggressive because I was like, no, I don't even want to play it for you, but I'll play you the hype up part of the video.
I'm sure Ric Flair felt that way too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but see, when I do that, you're like, stop, dude.
Yeah, doesn't sound
Here
real.
Is the shortened clip. It's 25 seconds of some of the hype video for the big intro to the Preds. Go ahead.
Atop the hill and across from the mother church, our spire stands tall. And inside lies Smashville. Full of 17,159 believers. Believers in discovery, believers in protecting our home, and believers in our voice being heard. We are on air, and it is time to play hockey in Music City.
So you couldn't see the video clips, but they at least helped a little.
Yeah.
But I watched it, and I was like,
it's not bad.
I bet it sounds cooler in the arena.
Yeah,
watching it at home, I was cringing, looking at myself. I was like, God.
They magnify it and make it echo.
And those were trimmed. Those were edited in a little bit.
Yeah.
Because they would be like,
you're good.
And they'd show like a clip something. Yeah. Anyway, won't be doing that again. not the same intensity. It was way cooler in my own head. So there's that. We're going to head out. I'm going to go over and do the Rich Eisen show today and tomorrow. So depending on what time zone you're in. Pretty pumped about that. So I'll be doing a sports show today. You can find it locally. I know it's on the Roku channel. It's on a lot of places. But I'll be doing the Rich Eisen show at 9 Pacific. So 9 to noon Pacific. So if you're Central, that's 11. That means we've been off the air for an hour. So I have an hour. I'm going to get over there, do my prep, and then do a three-hour sports show. Pray for me.
Mm. A lot of stuff.
A lot of content. Yeah. Because I said so! Does that motivate you?
Don't
have a good day.
Don't play that on the sports show.
I was going to lead in.
Oh, God.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Get your Bobby Balls on.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.